I'm Craig Bennett. I'm Chief Executive of the Wildlife Trusts. Well, it's wonderful to be here in the Isle of Man, exploring, you know, just the huge potential we've got for this amazing project here to restore temperate rainforests to these wonderful isles across the UK, across Northern Ireland, and right at the epicentre here in the Isle of Man. You know, temperate rainforests are one of our most spectacular habitats, but of course there's hardly any of them left, and so to have this opportunity to be working in partnership with an organisation like Aviva to supply this £38 million worth of funding across areas ranging from Cornwall and Devon through West Wales and North Wales up into Scotland in Northern Ireland, but I say again, around the epicentre of the Isle of Man, is incredibly exciting to bring back rainforest, temperate rainforest, across that length. It's something that I think is really visionary and gives us hope for the future.
What is a temperate rainforest, and why is it so important then to our whole ecosystem?
A temperate rainforest is one of Britain's rarest habitats, and it really is a forest, wet woodland, where you've just seen it being so wet that you've had actually plants growing on plants on plants. So these are the kind of woodlands that they're very damp. You see a lot of mosses in them, a lot of lichens in them, a lot of them sort of growing on the branches of the trees and so on. If you can picture those old wet woodlands where you've got lots of lichens drooping off the branches, mosses there and so on, I think a lot of people have experienced them, but they're a very rare habitat now. Actually, if we can create the conditions where we see these temperate rainforests returning to places like the Isle of Man, that will be hugely important. And it will take a long time. This doesn't happen quickly. This has to be a long-term project. And actually what we've got with Aviva is a 100-year contract and agreement to do this. So we've got to think long-term. But, you know, good things come to those that wait.
And so we're just seeing the start of this story then.
It's just the very start of a long story. But, you know, if what we want to do is rebuild our natural infrastructure, if we want to bring nature back and really restore it, we've got to be thinking about these long-term projects. Sometimes we've got to be patient, and perhaps sometimes the projects that take a really long time to deliver, those are the ones we've got to start sooner rather than later.
Lee Morris, Chief Executive, Manx Wildlife Trust. I mean, this is fantastic for Manx Wildlife Trust. To get the words right for this, it's our 50th year. We're, as a wildlife trust now, very much about looking at how we can influence, you know, large areas of nature, working with other people in partnership, etc. So we've now at the vanguard of a whole wildlife trust project across the British Isles, where they've got a sponsorship deal with Aviva Insurance Company, who are putting £38 million into temperate rainforest restoration. And wildlife trusts across the British Isles can bid in for this project. And through one of my colleagues, Graham, he led the way for us. So Graham was involved in meetings for probably the last year and a half to 2 years negotiating this. And the long and the short of it is now that through the Aviva money that's coming to Manx Wildlife Trust, we're purchasing 105 acres at Craigie Cowan that we're going to work in partnership with the Isle of Man Woodland Trust. And over a period of time, we're going to turn that into temperate rainforest, agroforestry and temperate rainforest.
So can you talk me through that process a little bit, why we need that, why it's so vital and what we're looking for?
I think, you know, clearly I'm working in a wildlife trust, and so people won't be surprised to hear to say that, you know, for us, biodiversity and nature are really crucially important to the planet. But I think there's a whole step change now, and I think it's seen in the Isle of Man probably, in our island. You know, corporates, economic drivers now, the words, you know, biodiversity credits, carbon credits, these aren't things now that are just down to people, you know, with dreadlocks, you know, working in an environmental NGO. This is core stuff, especially within our island biosphere. So it's a really important thing in terms of nature and biodiversity. And our intention is that, you know, the Isle of Man thousands of years ago was completely forested. Now, we now have an island where there isn't much forest at all. And we're not suggesting that it should all be forested. You know, our farmland is really important to the island. Everything we eat is farmed. But there are areas such as in the area at Craigie Cowan, you know, narrow river valleys, areas where there's, you know, a little bit of plantation now where there used to be trees, or where we could bring back parts of the old broadleaf forest, you know, oak, hazel, birch, aspens, rowans, and really make an area where that's just fantastic for biodiversity. And that will give the island much wider benefits, both, you know, for nature, for that river catchment area, for people, and we still want to farm. You know, we still see that as agroforestry with glades, and our plan is that absolutely working with, you know, we had the conversation actually 2 days ago with the current tenant farmer who's still keen to work with us. So it's not about doing nature or farming, it's about doing both together.
How does it feel then for the Manx Wildlife Trust? This is kind of a flagship programme really, and we're leading the way a little bit for the UK. It's us and North Wales. So sure, it's a proud moment that the Isle of Man's on the map for something so kind of monumental really.
Oh, we're delighted. I mean, I can't describe how delighted we are as a wildlife trust, one of the 46 wildlife trusts that us and North Wales are the first two projects out of this over the line. And when you think of the scale of the project, you know, for this major piece of land purchase for us on the Isle of Man, that's not even 1% of the money that Aviva have put towards the wildlife trusts for this whole of the British Isles. So it gives you some sort of scale of what we're trying to do. Yeah, but in our 50th year, with our ambitions now to be working in larger areas for nature, this project's fantastic.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.